Welcome back, everybody, to Amud Yomi Tzidaref Tidaf Yod Amud Beis 10b, and we are on the very top of Daf Yod Amud Beis. We said Itmar, a related teaching, which is what we were talking about in terms of the decorations of the sukkah. No yisukkah inu matim basukkah. So the decorations of the sukkah don't reduce the height of a sukkah, which means, let's say you have a sukkah that's 20 amos tall or more, which is pasul. So if you have decorations, we don't now say that it's going to be 20 minus the amount of the decorations, then making it kasher. And we also don't say that it ruins a 10 tefach sukkah, which is the minimum shear. So if you have a little bit in there, we're not going to say that it's going to make it too short. So it makes no impact on the size of the sukkah. But from the sides, they do reduce the sukkah's width, meaning the width needs to be 7 by 7 tefachim. But if they're on the side, then that could reduce the width. Now we have a story, comes the Gemara and says, Minyam navde Ravashi ishmita lake tunta b'maya. So the shirt of Minyamin, who was the servant of Ravashi, was soaked in water. V'ashtachta amtalta. And he spread it over the sukkah to dry. Amalei Ravashi, so Ravashi said to him, Dalye delo lemru ka misachei b'davar hamakabel tuma. So remove it, because people are going to think that you're going to be allowed to use something that is not makabel tuma for a schach. They're going to think this, and that's going to be a mistake, because you're not allowed to use. So if you have this shirt there, people are going to get the wrong impression. Comes the Gemara and says, "Vaka chazulei deritva." No, people are going to see that it's a wet shirt, and they're going to know that it's only there for drying. So no, answer the Gemara. No, what Ravashi said back is, "Chiyavsha kamin alach." No, I was telling you that as soon as it dries, people are going to think that you're using it as schach, and that's where people are going to get tripped up, and that's what the issue is going to be. Good. Continues the Gemara. Gemara was stated, "No yisukah muflagim mimena arba." So if you have sukkah decorations like sheets that were spread out under the schach as some sort of decoration, if they're removed from the schach a distance of four tefachim, so that's a machlokas. Rav Nachman amar kshir. Rav Nachman says they're kasher. Rav Chista Rabba Rav Huna amrei psua, but Rav Chista and Rabba Rav Huna said it's going to be pasul. Comes the Gemara and says Rav Chista Rabba Rav Huna ikla lebei reish galusa. So Rav Chista and Rabba Rav Huna, again, they're the ones who said it's pasul. They went to go visit the reish galusa during sukkahs. Agninu Rav Nachman besukkah shenoyeh muflagim men arba tefachim. Rav Nachman, who was overseeing the sukkah of the reish galusa, he gave them a sukkah whose decorations were four tefachim from the schach, which they hold as pasul. Ishtik v'lo amrei v'lo midi. So they just sat quiet and they didn't say anything about the fact that this is a pasul sukkah. So amrei lahu. So when Rav Nachman saw that they didn't object to this, did you guys take back your shita? You guys were the ones who say that this is possible. Now you're here, you didn't say anything. So I'm really, so they said to him, now we're on a mitzvah mission, meaning because we're here being makbil pnei rabo regel, we're visiting our Rebbe, which is a mitzvah to do on the regel. So that's why osik mitzvah, pater mina mitzvah, we're not really chayv in sukkah, but if we were to be chayv in sukkah at this time, this would be an invalid sukkah. A very strange story. But we learn the halacha nonetheless. Now comes the Gemara to Zomar Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel. Rav Yudah said in the name of Shmuel, Mutar Lishon Bekila Basukkah. So once the Mishnah taught us that if someone sits in a tent inside a sukkah, it's not going to be good, comes the Gemara and discusses this further. The Gemara says that one is allowed to sleep under a kila type of canopy that's spread out around a bed in a sukkah. Afal Pishi Yishla Gag, even though it has a flat roof. Vushayna Gavoa Asara, provided that it's not 10 tefachim high off the surface of the bed. Once it's 10 tefachim high, that's when it's going to be an issue. But as long as it's not 10 tefachim high, it's going to be okay. So comes the Gemara with many questions on this, all giving the same answer. So Bryce seems to explicitly say that someone who sleeps within a kila canopy in a sukkah is not going to be yotzei. So now hachamayaskina kishikavoa asara. So over there, it's talking about a situation where the canopy is 10 tefachim tall, and that's when it's going to be no good. Meisvei hayashin tachas amita basukkah liyotzei chovah. So another Mishnah tells us that someone sleeps under a bed in a sukkah, it's going to be possible, it's not going to be good, you have not fulfilled your obligation. So answer Gemara again, hatir gma shmuel b'mita gavoa asara. So Shmuel already gave the answer in the Mishnah that no, that's talking about a bed that's 10 tefachim tall. Tashma, O Shapiras Agabe Kinofos Psua, or if he spread a sheet over the four-cornered bed, the sukkah is going to be pasul. So again, Hasam Nami Digvi Yasara. So over there, it's also referring to a situation where the posts of the bed are 10 tefachim tall, and that's why it's going to be a problem. So comes the Gemara and says, is it really true that this type of bed, this four-cornered bed, is talking about a situation where it's over 10 tefachim? But in the Braisa, did it not say to Tanya? The Braisa says, Naklitin Shnayim. Naklitin consists of two posts, Vikinofos Arba, and this is with four posts in terms of how many corners there are on the bed. Peres Agabe Kinofos Psua. If someone spreads a sheet over the Kinofos, which is four corners, that's going to be possible. Agabe Naklitin Kashera. But if you do it over the two poles, then it's going to be kosher. But actually, naklitin gavon min hamita asara. As long as the naklitin do not rise 10 tefachim above the head, mikal de kinofos afal pishein gavon asara. So what seems to be implied from here is that these kinofos, these four-cornered bedposts, even if they are not going to be 10 tefachim, they're still going to be pasul. Meaning we said that the only way it's going to be okay is if it's a two-cornered thing and it's above 10 tefachim, which seems to imply that the four-cornered ones are going to be a problem, even if they're less than 10 tefachim. This goes against everything we've been saying. So answer the Gemara, no shiny kinofos, dikvi. There's another factor here, which is that these kinofos, when it's a four-cornered thing on your bed, when you have four corners and four poles, that's going to be different because that is securely fixed. It's like extra kavua. Since it's securely fixed to the bed, a sheet spread over them is going to be an ohel, and it's going to be a problem, even if it's less than 10 tefachim. Ask the Gemara, Mahari Sukkah, Agabi Sukkah, Dekvivi, Amar Shmuel, Dekech, Shera, Kach, Psua. But we have a situation of a sukkah on top of a sukkah, and Shmuel said that the upper sukkah must be 10 tefachim high in order to make the lower sukkah puzzle, which seems to imply that Shmuel says even when we're dealing with a permanent structure like a sukkah, still we need 10 tefachim. So how can you tell me that when it comes to something permanent, we need even less than 10 tefachim? It's going to make it enough to make it puzzle. So Amrei Hasim Dele Mifsal Sukkah Ba'asara Hachad Elashvui Ola Batzer Me'asara Nami Havei Ola. So no, there's a difference. One, we're talking about making a sukkah puzzle. So the sukkah is going to be puzzle anytime we have 10 tefachim there. That's going to be the shear for that. But when we're talking about just what is enough to go and create a tent, create an ohel, as long as we have kavua, even if it's under 10 tefachim, that's going to be okay. Good. Now another halacha by Shmuel about lying underneath the canopy. Amar Rav Tachlifa Bar Avimi Amar Shmuel Hayoshein Bekila Arum. Someone who sleeps naked in a kila canopy. Motzio Rosho Chutz Lakila V'Kori Kriyashma. You are allowed to just poke your head outside this canopy and go and say Kriyashma. The halacha is that you're not allowed to say Kriyashma while your erva is exposed. And if this canopy were to be considered a tent, then the person's head protruding would be considered to be in the area where the majority of his head is located. But if we consider it to be a partition, that is going to be totally different. So what we're saying over here is if you do it with this kila canopy, you could just stick your head out and it's going to be okay. Mesvei, comes over and asks the question, but this doesn't work. There's an explicit brisa that tells us that you can't just do this and say Krishma. No, we're talking about when the canopy was 10 tefachim, that's when it's going to be no good because then it's like a tent. But Shmuel's talking about a situation where it's less than 10 tefachim tall. It's no longer a tent, so therefore it could be a good enough partition. Comes in Mistaber, this seems to make sense also, meaning Tani Sefer, because the end of the brisa says, what is this compared to? It's compared to someone standing naked inside their house where the law is Shlo Yotzi where you can't just put your head outside the window and then say Kriyashma. Shema Mina, because we see that that's all part of the bigger house, just like a tent. It's all part of a tent. We don't consider your body separate from your head in that situation. That's why it's going to be no good to say Kriyashma in that situation. And when it comes to a house, even if it's not 10 tefachim tall, since it's considered a permanent structure, it's going to be considered a tent, an independent area, even though it's not 10 tefachim out. 10 tefachim big by itself. The lo garami kinofis, because the house is no worse than this kinofis, which we're considering a strong structure, a permanent structure. So a house, of course, is going to qualify as that. So this is Daf Yudamid Beis. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.